Hey, Lisa. If you had to explain what we do at Hello 5050 World in one sentence, what would you say?
Welcome to Hello 5050 World, the podcast where we break tech bubbles before they break us and where we talk to people who make tech more humane. And we also want to change the narrative around technology and inclusion by bringing different perspectives into the conversation. And today, I'm very excited because we're launching our very first podcast. But maybe before we dive in, who are you, Martina? Why are you here today?
Hi, everyone. I'm Martina. In my work life, I work with people to improve the way we deal with conflicts and difficult conversations. I work with teams and also with individuals. I developed an online tool for that as well. And I have a background in physics and quantum information theory and as a product manager. And you, Lisa, in case anybody doesn't know you yet.
I'm assuming a lot of people don't know me yet. So yeah, my name is Lisa. I work in software development and developing web applications in my work life. But in my free time, I'm also leading Hello 5050 World, a nonprofit that we founded in 2022. To bring more of these kind of conversations about tech and inclusion to the world, to our local meetups in Zurich, Bern, and Basel. We've been founded in Switzerland. And this is also where we met, right? So you're also part of Hello 5050 World.
Yes. Happy to be a part since the very beginning.
Yes. You're one of our first ambassadors and also part of our executive board. And so with this, welcome to Hello 5050 World, the podcast where we break the tech bubbles before they break us and where we talk to people who make tech more humane, just like Martina. Good morning, Martina.
Good morning, Lisa.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. I had a great start into my day. What about you?
Yeah, me too. I cut myself in the finger.
Oh no.
When preparing breakfast, but at least I was awake after that happened.
Great. Glad you made it out this morning to talk with me a little bit about our new podcast.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this conversation and about the podcast.
Me too. And I can't wait to have this chat with you today. And I'd like to start with a question about Hello 5050 World. So you've been part of Hello 5050 World for a while now. What do you think when people first hear Hello 5050 World? What do they think it is? What do they expect?
I think it depends on how tech-savvy the people are or whether they know different programming languages, because Hello World is this sentence that you typically, when you start programming, this is the first thing you do. So when they get that reference, then it's like, oh, it's something about tech. And then the 5050, what does that mean? And I think for other people, it's just very positive. Like when you say Hello World or then Hello 5050 World, it's very like something open and spacious and it sounds welcoming, I think. And 5050 really hints to that it's about some sort of balance, I think.
Exactly. And I think with the podcast, we're again in this sort of beginner state. We've never done a podcast. So this is our Hello World episode, basically, of the podcast, right? It's our first episode and I'm very excited to learn. And if we now talk a little bit more about why do we do the podcast? I mean, I've told you before, do you remember the reasons why we're doing the podcast?
Yes, I do remember some of them, but actually I wanted to ask you about them as well. So maybe you go first.
Sure, sounds good. So the idea for the podcast actually came up because we've been doing events and meetups for quite a while, and we always have really exciting conversations, great speakers, great guests. But I always feel that only the people that are actually at the meetups and the events, they can benefit from those great conversations. And so with the podcast, we actually want to bring those great discussions to more people so everybody can benefit and listen in. So that was the original idea.
Yes, I love that because I really love that our meetups, they are so local and so accessible. So we do them at different times in the day. They only take 1 hour and many people who are there locally, for them, it's easy to come and listen and participate and contribute and dive into the discussions. And I love how the podcast brings this to a broader audience as well. So you can tune in from anywhere at any time.
Exactly. And we also really want to reach our allies with the podcast. So this is one of our big goals, that we want to make the podcast interesting and accessible, especially also to those that are in tech making decisions, that are maybe not thinking about inclusion and diversity every day, all day long, because they might not be impacted by it as much. And we want to bring both the tech topics, so we want to make it really about super nerdy things, but we also want to always bring this aspect of inclusion and diversity into the conversation, to bring different perspectives. And now, going back to the meetups, what do you think is the secret sauce for our meetups and events at Hello 5050 World?
Oh, so to me, it's definitely, or one of them is definitely, that we need to bring someone who adds another perspective than we have. And I enjoy that so much, because this leads to a diverse group of people who attend the meetups, and really makes the conversations more interesting, sometimes also a bit more uncomfortable. But people, I mean, even though we have many, many different perspectives, still we share kind of an openness, and that we come to that space, that we're all interested in the topic, that it speaks to us in some way or another, and that gives a common ground. And then the different perspectives really add a lot to the conversations. So that's one very special thing to me. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the plus one, this is definitely something that we've been doing from the very beginning of Hello 5050 World. And for the podcast, we actually will also be doing something very similar. And we might not always know who's going to sit here, which I'm also very excited about, because it will bring new perspectives. It will hopefully make the discussion richer and more interesting also for the listeners. And yeah, so that's definitely something we'll going to pick up for the podcast as well. The other thing we're also picking up, and I think it's another part of the secret sauce for our meetups, is that we're going to bring in speakers and topics that are a bit controversial. So sometimes also asking difficult questions that will allow us to go deeper. You have seen the lineup for the podcast, right? Which of the topics and the speakers are you most excited about? Without any spoilers, please, just what you remember.
Oh, without spoilers, that's difficult. I think for me, it's many of the topics I'm excited about that are like in the media a lot. For example, AI stands out to me, of course, because I just know from the meetups that the way we discuss about topics like AI or also design, accessibility, is just a little different to what I often hear in other formats. You have an expert giving interesting insights, and I feel I learn a lot, but the format of Hello 5050 makes it so much more accessible to me, because I get new insights or I learn something new, and immediately it is also put into perspective, because I discuss with other people about it, or I hear them discuss about it. And so I'm so excited when you said that you'll pick up the plus one with another perspective for the podcast too. Because I think that's something that's so exciting about Hello 5050, and I'm happy to have that in the podcast in some form as well. I'm curious then for the first episode.
Yeah, me too. And I'm super excited for some of the speakers that are already confirmed, because some of them were actually at our meetups, so we know them. They're already also regular attendees at our Hello 5050 World meetups. And yeah, I'm very excited to have a chat with them. And coming back to your learning part, so the podcast will also definitely be about learning about tech topics, new trends. Also, the other part of it is the inclusion, how it relates to technology. So we hope that people can also learn there from our experts, from our speakers. And I'm especially excited for that part, that we can combine technology with inclusion, with humanity. And so this is also what we want to try to achieve with the podcast, as we do with our meetups and other initiatives, to make tech more humane.
Now I'm curious to ask you, like, why do you think those conversations are so important right now?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So I think what we're seeing currently in the tech industry, or in society in general, is that technology has a big impact on people. and not always positive. So what we want to shine a light on is also how technology is currently impacting society in ways that are not necessarily beneficial for everybody, and also how we can change this path, right? Make sure that technology is actually built with good intentions and with a positive impact on society. So we also have a lot of topics that we'd like to discuss that are on the intersection of democracy and how technology is impacting the way we are building the future of our society. And so this is something that obviously with all the political discussions and all these issues and challenges that we have all around the world, not just here in Switzerland, which is our local community at the moment, we want to bring these kind of topics to a broader audience so more people can actually enter that discussion. Because I often feel we're also in a little bit of a bubble when we talk about technology and inclusion. And we want to break that bubble open and make more people aware and create a space where they can contribute.
Nice. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, me too. And maybe we can stay quickly with the breaking the bubbles, because that's also part of why these conversations are so important these days with more and more polarization. People are more and more divided. And at Hello 5050 World, one of our big goals is to bring people together from different bubbles. We say we actually want to break these bubbles and also find spaces, create spaces where people can meet that might not agree on everything. So our podcast will not be an agreeable space always, will not be always just talking about the things that we are all aligned, but we will also try to challenge each other and find these, what I call friction, which is the place where growth can happen. And so this is also something we want to achieve with the podcast. So brace yourselves. It's not always going to be comfortable listening to this. It's also sometimes going to challenge your beliefs and your understanding or opinion of the world. And this is exactly what we want to achieve.
Sounds so good. I also love this breaking the bubbles part, because we have that also in the meetups. And now we bring it to the podcast. And in the meetups, I feel it so clearly, because first, of course, you enter a space and you don't know who's in there. I mean, we have people who attend regularly, but then they bring different people along. And then we have new joiners every time. So you enter this space and we have a short lightning talk with an expert. And then it's a lot about the discussions. So you go into discussions in small tables with people you didn't know before. Like, you're completely out of your bubble for sure. And then what we do on top of that is that we even switch the tables after sometimes 10 minutes or so. And I find it so interesting. Like, then you join the first table and you start speaking. It's a little uncomfortable. And then you get the perspectives of the others. You understand somebody. You feel more comfortable, even though you sometimes don't agree to what they say. And then we change tables. And then it starts all over again. So everybody is getting up and we're mixing, and we have a new table, a new group of people for a new discussion. So this breaking the bubbles, I think we practice that so well in our meetups, and it really makes me more comfortable in my everyday life too, when I go into new bubbles or join new people, and I feel more open. And I also know that, like, when I get some, like, when I understand them a little better, when I learn something about them, then it's very soon that you feel some understanding. Or even though you might not agree, you see each other in a differently than before.
Yeah, absolutely. I also love that about our meetups, and I always learn so much from other people. And I think one part of this having to discuss with others is also that you have to articulate your own thoughts so that you actively engage in the discussion. And so this is one of my biggest fears with the podcast, actually, because it's more of a one-way street, and at least at the beginning, right? So we will be having conversations here and people are listening in. And we really want to encourage people listening to also engage and actually share their opinions about what they've heard, enter the discussion, either coming to our meetups and events or also just commenting on the podcast or wherever we are online. And so do not make it sort of just a one-way street, but we really want to also hear from our listeners. And I'm really hoping that they will engage with our content.
Oh, that's such a great goal. And I think there again, design will be very important. Like design is also something that we've talked about in recent meetups and how often when we go about it, not that intentionally, that we don't design it inclusively or even not in really the way that we wanted to. So I love what you just said, that one goal of the podcast is that listeners also engage. So they hear different perspectives and that they're encouraged also to share their own perspective. And I love that you go about this intentionally. Like, how can we design the podcast such that it is really an invitation for people to also collaborate on these topics?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm personally most excited about this, actually hearing the feedback, hearing what people think when they listen to these conversations, what sparks their interest, what inspires them. And maybe when we talk about the listeners, who do you think this podcast is for? Like, who should be listening in?
Oh, that's such a great question. So I think people who are interested in tech topics, they don't need to be very tech savvy, but just people who realize that tech really affects their everyday lives, and also people who work in tech, who are like very involved in tech. So I think some interest or connection to tech is important to these topics. And then I really think of our listeners also as people who, of course, like podcasts, like listening to conversations, but also like listening to a podcast that is a little different, where they not just think like, oh, I will learn a lot and I expand my knowledge, but where they might actually grow in listening to that podcast. Because as you said before, you described it as friction. Like, you will hear things that you don't agree with. And then it's like, yeah, the question, how do we deal with things that we don't agree with? Do we keep on listening? Do we like try to understand where that comes from? And then in the end, we might still not agree. Or I think it's really people who want to have an experience also when listening, to learn something new because it moves something in them.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is also the part that I love about everything that we do at Hello 5050 World, that we create these spaces where this ambiguity or ambivalence can actually exist without judgment. And we can also sometimes just sit with this disagreement, and we can still have really, really insightful conversations without trying to convince each other of, you know, I'm right and you're wrong. But maybe there is an in-between, this kind of balance of 50-50 that we find with a lot of things. And this is something that we also want to create with the podcast, for sure. And I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I love what you said, like having this ambiguity, or it's neither right or wrong, because I think that's really where also change can happen. Like internal change for ourselves. Like when I think of my journey, like every time when I changed, it had very much to do with what I thought was good or bad for myself. And this got challenged and I sat with that, or I wrestled with that. And I mean, that's also what we try with our meetups, right? We try to create this space where people can be in this gray scales and change perspectives. And because I think that's something that we can practice.
Absolutely. It's definitely a skill. It's not something that you can either do or you cannot. You talked about the gray scales. I think especially when we are talking about technology, it's not black and white, right? I think it's really important that we talk about all the nuances of technology, who is benefiting, who is maybe not benefiting or even being impacted negatively by technology. And so I'm very, very, very excited that we can bring these conversations to more people.